Aloha, and welcome to Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic. I'm your cosmic guide, Charlotte Sivak, transmuting to you live from Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. We'd like to first thank Patrick Bernard for his beautiful, beautiful track that you were just hearing, Radha Govinda, from his album Chakra Celebration. And hopefully by the end of this program, you'll be able to hear the end of his beautiful music. And you can find out more about him at patrickbernard.com. I'm so delighted to have you all join us today for this yummy, awakening, magical cosmic hour, enjoying the nectar of life as we actualize heaven on earth, experiencing your vastness, expanding the collective conscious, and the amazing synchronicities, all the while daring to be the masterpiece that you were created to be. Now, today's fantastic, and we mean wild card show, it's definitely multi-layered, multi-dimensional, action-packed lineup for today's Goddess Alchemy, if you want to call it Stargate show, which we plan literally moment to moment, where we will definitely spark your creativity, infusing all of your infinite possibilities and the magical awakening of the divine child joy. So let's all be daring and risk living in divine cosmic ecstasy. Well, later in the show today, we will be welcoming best-selling author Padiman On. I'm so looking forward to having him come on, but we have been experiencing some technical difficulties as he is in Australia, and we've been trying to, hopefully we will get him by the end of this show. If we won't, then we'll definitely have him on at a later time. But in the meantime, I will let you know a little bit about him as we will be welcoming him on. And we'll just be getting all caught up in this beautiful moment of the eternal now of what's been happening over the last couple of weeks since the Mayan calendar has ended and we have gone through the Stargate of 11-11-11. Many of you may have been feeling many ascension symptoms, specifically one of the main ones being needing more rest. And that is okay, as it is now the time where you're having massive integration of all the new key codes, lights, and sacred geometries that have been downloaded as we've gone through these stargates of the past couple of weeks. They're monumentous, and many of you are experiencing profound stillness and beauty and just absolute sheer joy. Now is the time for you to fully embrace that. As we walk into towards 2012, you will be also feeling, too, the new creative energies that are going to be coming through for you as you inspire to co-create into the future. Now, it'll be a very interesting time that's going to be unfolding now, especially as Neptune has turned direct as of November 9th in Aquarius. This astrological phenomenon has been very interesting because over the last 4 months, many people have been feeling almost like they've been very foggy, not being able to actually see through the veils and feeling a little bit like not seeing what's happening. And in truth, that was one of the perfect ways to have go through till the ending of the Mayan calendar so that we couldn't get caught up with our ego selves or our fear base and just truly allow the moment to unfold as it was supposed to. Now that it has turned direct and will be direct motion in Aquarius until February, you will be experiencing the last phases of the technological advancements that we have absolutely manifested in incredible amounts, from Facebook to Skype to our cell phones that can practically cook turkeys. It's incredible what we have achieved and what we have manifested in our being at this time. Even the World Wide Web being the physical manifestation of being able to connect into the web, all you have to do is type in whatever it is you want and it pops up. So bearing in mind about how all this technological advancement has happened and how we've connected on this technological highway, the interesting thing is how Neptune will be moving out of Aquarius and into Pisces, which is its home sign in February 2012. And the amazing aspect that it will bring is that people will once again want to connect more so on a personal level, seeing each other, not so much so as through all the texting and SMSing and all the other technological advances that we've had. we'll be really grounded in and gone through the excitement phase of all this new technology and be able to ground it and manifest it, but now bring it to a point where we bring back the human touch, the human connection, because many people have been missing this. So it'll be a truly fantastic time, but the most amazing aspect of Neptune going into Pisces, which is its home sign, and it'll be there for quite a few years, I believe till about 2024, is that we will have a massive spiritual awakening even further on the planet. So as we stand in the space of gratitude and stillness, which will be further activated at the end of this week as we have a partial new moon solar eclipse, which will be, I believe, Friday morning, and after the American Thanksgiving, we are already stepping into a space of gratitude, you will be feeling the stillness. Take this time and just embrace the stillness, the tranquility, and the beauty as you feel the pulse of the galactic center as it aligns with you. So we shall take a few moments and start a light body activation that will help us just to ground in the stillness, releasing any last bits of emotional wounds that we may have of any uncertainty or fear or grief of the future, and allowing us to truly step forth will also take you to one of the most holy of holy places in the universe, which is the ascension seat of the Golden Chamber of Melchizedek. And hopefully by the time we have returned from our journey, this cosmic adventure, we would have been able to have gotten connected in with Padiman. So taking a deep breath and inhaling through the nose and exhaling. While we begin to play the Om by Patrick Bernard in the background to help you to get connected and get aligned, find yourself in a totally relaxed receiving position where you feel your spinal column straight and fully aligned. And as you close your eyes and feel the peace as it comes over you, take a deep breath and bring the breath all the way down to the base of your spine. And as you bring your awareness, for the ladies listening to this, to your second chakra, and to the gentlemen, your first chakra, visualize a tube of light, the width of your body, flowing into the center of the earth. As we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect us to the crystalline core heart center of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. Begin to feel yourself relaxing as the energy fully aligns with you. And we call upon Lord Melchizedek, the Mahatma, and Archangel Metatron to sweep through your four-body vehicle, the platinum nets. Feel the energy as it circulates through you. You'll feel the higher frequency of the platinum light as it clears through your beautiful homoluminescent body and your home of any negative or imbalanced energies on all levels. And we'll now call upon the planetary and cosmic hierarchy for an axitonal alignment. This will balance all the meridians and instantly align you with the energy of God and the consciousness of the spiritual hierarchy on all levels. We also now call forth the spiritual hierarchy and inner plane ascended masters to anchor and activate the golden white ascension flame. Feel as this energy comes in, completely aligning you. And we also call upon Archangel Michael and his legions of angels to create a golden dome of protection for everyone listening to this at this time. And take one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. As we call on the Great White Brotherhood to encircle us in a karmic runes chamber of light, taking us into the Akashic Records and helping us to release what is no longer serving us from our past, present, future lives, from all of our chakras, from our four body vehicles, in all dimensions of time, space, and realities. And facing your palms upwards to the sky, we ask for all the contracts related to uncertainty, fear, any ego-based centered emotions, feelings of separation, any interference, grief, doubt, heartache, separation, any aspects of the victim, heartache and grief, to all be placed into the palms of your hands. We also ask for all the contracts related to any parts of unforgiveness or guilt related to the self and your past, present, future lives to also all be placed into the palms of your hands. Feel the heaviness of these contracts. As some of you may experience either seeing them flowing down like sheets of paper, envelopes. Others may experience feeling a filing cabinet of contracts placed into the palms of your hands. Feel the weight. And knowing that whichever way you're experiencing it, it is so. There is no right or wrong. And feel as these contracts are all placed into the palms of your hands. And visualize a branding iron that says cancel, void, delete, clear on it. And see as this branding iron burns all the way through. First halfway. And then all the way to the bottom of all the piles that you have. And feeling the release that you have. As we now cancel, nullify, delete, clear. All cause, core, record, and effect. Any memories that are hidden or unknown. In all directions of time, space, parallel universes. On the multidimensional planes of existence, all of these contracts. Feel a deep sense of peace begin to wash over you, an even deeper stillness as you feel the weight of this being lifted. And we call on Archangel Michael and his legions of light to come forth with his sword of truth and to cut all the contracts in half. You may feel your body adjusting or shifting. As you see these contracts now splitting into two. And now take a moment and visualize yourself ripping up any remaining pieces of these contracts. See them being burned as you throw them into a huge bonfire of violet flame. See them turning to ash. As we call on the Archerians with their advanced technologies and their golden cylinder of light to draw up magnetically to unimaginable heights any of the ash, shards or pieces of the paper to be burned and transmuted to the light, returned back to the earth as beautiful, sparkling white light essences. And now visualize yourself completely engulfed in the violet flame as it flows through you, around you, surrounding you. As we ask for your mighty I Am presence to charge you with ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. See your entire body completely aflamed with the violet flame. As we also ask your mighty I Am presence to clear you of any unnecessary energy or misqualified energies. And saying your name three times aloud in acknowledgement to the universe for clearing these contracts. We are forgiveness acting here, casting out all doubt and fear. Setting men forever free with wings of cosmic victory. We are calling in full power for forgiveness every hour. To all life in every place, we flood forth forgiving grace. And taking a deep, deep clearing breath. Inhaling through the nose. And allowing the breath to luxuriate through your beautiful homoluminescent body. As you exhale, you'll see that this chamber of light has completely dissolved around you. As we now ask for all of your guides and teachers, the cosmic planetary spiritual hierarchies and inner plane masters, the lady masters, and everyone you personally acknowledge to surround you in a divine love configuration of core love and light, helping to heal and seal all the wounds in all directions of time. Feel yourself being impulsed with the energies of the Christ and Buddha archetypes, releasing the archetypes that are no longer serving. And take a moment to see yourself soul traveling to the ascension seat in the solar core of Helios and Vesta, to sit in the ascension seat as you begin to feel the divine current as it flows through you. Visualize the sun in front of you as you feel its glorious rays soaking through your skin, representing the essence of the Divine Father. feel it filling up all of your organs and tissues, your digestive system, each level of your beautiful homoluminescent body as it flows down past the blood, down past the plasma, down to the subatomic particle levels where there is nothing but space, infusing you with the energies of divine love. Breathe it in. Inhale for a count of 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hold. 2, 3, 4, 5. Release. 2, 3, 4, 5. And stay empty. 2, 3, 4, 5. And take another beautiful, glorious, deep breath as you feel yourself being impulsed with core love and light. As we ask for this to maintain until the end of this transmission. Now visualize the sun, the earth beneath you, the sun above, the earth beneath. It represents the Divine Mother Goddess. Feel as the energy flows upward, the cool, nurturing energy. Letting you know that you will always be nurtured, cared for, and shown the way. We ask for this to maintain until the end of this transmission. And taking a deep, clearing breath, breathe in and inhale all the love that all of your guides and teachers, animal totems, are directing towards you, all the lady masters and the cosmic planetary spiritual hierarchies. And breathe in all the love, the core love and light that you haven't allowed yourself to receive in this last day. Breathe it in and inhale. Feel it healing and sealing all the wounds in all directions of time, space, and parallel universes. As you now breathe in, take a deep breath. All the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this past week. Feel the energy filling you up, helping to embrace, heal, and help you to experience tranquility, stillness, the divine beauty in all that's around you. As you now breathe in and inhale all the love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last month, as we now affirm that you receive only divine love and light from all whom you meet, all else will be repelled. If you cannot receive divine love and light from all whom you meet, then we ask that the higher selves and the beings that are around them reflect that love to you. As you now breathe in and just luxuriate in the bliss of feeling the divine flow, as you breathe in all the energy of divine love that you've not allowed yourself to receive in this last year. Feel the expansion, the elevation of your consciousness, and the expansion of your vastness. And taking a deep breath and allowing it to just flow through your body to every cell, molecule, and particle to be infused with the energies of divine love. Bring your awareness and your focus to your heart chakra. Feel yourself stepping through your heart chakra as a little miniature you, discovering the amazing stargate within you. As you step through and come out on the other side, and begin to feel the hot desert sun on your skin. Smell the desert and hear the gentle lapping of the waters of the Nile behind you. As you look up and look forward and see yourself at the pyramids of Giza. Walking towards the Great Pyramid itself. You find yourself walking in and heading into the King's Chamber to sit in the Ascension Seat that is located within the King's Chamber. We now call on Thoth, Melchizedek, the Lord of Cirrus, and the Archerians, Isis and Osiris, to join us now to help with the anchoring of your solar, galactic, and universal bodies of light. As you sit in the ascension seat of the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid, we call in the solar body of light and ask for it to permanently anchor and activate. Feel as this body of light slowly descends and merges. Some of you may experience a kind of spiritual lightning or feel a charge flow through you. This will help to facilitate the alchemical transformation. And we now call forth the fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that are associated with your solar body of light. Each of your bodies of light will serve to bridge worlds and to create your personal connection to an ever more expansive state of consciousness. As you feel the solar body of light fully descending, anchor with the fire letters, visualize the pyramid, which is actually a double pyramid. It actually looks like a diamond Merkaba. So the Great Pyramid, or the diamond Merkaba, begins to spin in a clockwise direction to help you integrate this body. Feel as the other second Merkaba begins to spin in the opposite direction. This will help to ground, solidify, and anchor all the aspects of your solar body of light into your four-body vehicle. Feel as the spinning of your Merkaba continues, and we call upon the Archerians to use their advanced technologies to help with this new grid structure to unite with your existing grids. We also call upon Vaya Vamoose to help us with your rewiring process, as well as Toth and Melchizedek. And now, feeling like your solar body is anchored, we request that your Merkaba pyramid stop spinning. Take a deep breath and just inhale as you feel the new sensations, your body tingling, the energies aligning. As we now call forth your galactic body of light. Some of you may see it looking like a white-robed being as we call it in. We ask for your galactic body of light to permanently anchor and activate. Feel as it slowly descends and merges with your existing body of light. Some of you may feel an even stronger tingling sensation. Your electrons and all your cells may be dancing or vibrating. And we now call forth all the corresponding fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that go with your galactic body of light. Feeling these descending down, bridging your worlds, and creating an even deeper connection, an even more expanded state, elevating your awareness, and making you feel an even deeper sense of divine core love. We request that the Great Pyramid, or the Diamond Merkaba Pyramid, begins spinning again in a clockwise motion, helping you to integrate this body. Some of you may need to breathe in, inhale as if you were breathing water through a straw. This will make your second Merkaba spin in the opposite direction simultaneously. And as you feel the Merkaba spinning, helping you to integrate, align, connect, we call once again on the Arcturians to help using their advanced technologies of light to allow this new grid structure to be united with your existing grids. You may feel a strengthening within your body, a stronger pulsation, even more awareness, as we also ask for Vaya Vamoose to step forth and help with this rewiring process. Feel the incredible tingling energy of your galactic body of light as it has anchored. And we request now that your Merkaba begin or stop spinning. Just take a moment to experience this stillness and this energy. And take a deep breath, inhale through the nose, allowing yourself to relax and just be open and receptive. We now call on your universal body of light. See as it descends down. Some of you may experience an ultraviolet being of light. Some of you may see a diamond sparkling body of light. There again is no right or wrong. And see as it descends down as you continue sitting in the ascension seat in the King's Chamber of the Great Pyramid of Giza. as it slowly descends, merges, anchors, and activates. You may again feel an even deeper expansion as we ask your mighty I Am presence to also charge you with ascended master perception, comprehension, and consciousness. And we ask for all the corresponding fire letters, key codes, and sacred geometries that go with your universal body of light to also anchor, helping you to go through your alchemical transformation. Feel this incredible new energy as it courses through your body, aligning you, merging with all of your cells, organs, and tissues. As we request that the Great Pyramid, or the Diamond Merkaba Pyramid, begin spinning again in a clockwise motion, to help you integrate this body. And some of you again may need to take another breath, as if you were drinking water through a straw, to help activate and spin your second Merkaba in an opposite direction. You'll feel as the Merkaba assists with anchoring and activating your new bodies of light, helping you to fully integrate and actualize this activation. Take a very deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose and exhaling. As we now ask the Archerians to use their advanced technologies once again to help with this grid structure be united with your existing grid. You'll feel yourself becoming even more embodied, taking up your full space, your full resonance. As we also ask for Vayavamus to once again step forth and help with the rewiring process. And just take another deep, clearing breath. Inhale. And allow the energies to just circulate around you, embracing you, as you embody these new frequencies of light. And we now ask for your Merkaba, your beautiful diamond pyramid Merkaba, to stop spinning. Just take a few moments and sit in this ascension seat in the King's Chamber, as you experience the oneness, consciousness, fully awakening, fully anchoring heaven on earth, and bowing your head in gratitude, begin to walk outwards of the Great Pyramid of Giza, and walk up towards as you see the Sphinx coming into your line of sight. Walk yourself gently over to the paws of the Sphinx as you feel an overjoyed welcoming of seeing your old friend. The Sphinx holds the divine blueprint for humanity, not just for this life, but for all of your lives in this creation. As you stand visiting with your old friend the Sphinx, feeling this amazing absorption of love within the pause. Feel yourself in training, rising your frequency to match the frequency of the Sphinx. Sphinx will get a read on you of where you've been, what you've accomplished, the lessons that you have learned or embraced. And it will transmit back to you a new set of codes, light activations for the next portion of your life, opening the next doorways or meetings with individuals. As this takes place on a multidimensional level, you feel the exchange happening at the speed of light. And feel as you receive this beautiful package from the Sphinx placed into the center of your heart. Feel the overwhelming joy and embodiment of your bilocating traveling trip to Egypt. And feeling now that this time has come to a close with the Sphinx, take a few last moments to share any stories or words before you bow in gratitude and return back through the Stargate or the portal of your heart. Feeling yourself as a miniature you, coming back into the eternal, ever-present now. Take a deep, clearing breath. Inhaling through the nose. And as you exhale, feel yourself taking up your full space, your full resonance. As you now breathe in and inhale all the love that you have not allowed yourself to receive in this entire creation. Take these few moments of peace to sit and embrace this energy. As we now send all these energies of divine love and light that we have created to the center of the earth, see it going to all of our kingdoms, to all the elements, and to all light beings and light workers who are consciously seeking ascension at this time. See it traveling to all sentient beings, all of your guides and teachers, and straight to the Godhead, letting them know that a human loves them. And what we do for one, we do for all, and this awakens the oneness consciousness. And as you just breathe and inhale, as you receive the energies back from the Godhead, the sacred geometry symbol of the Taurus further awakens and installs around you and within your environment so that you are always in the divine flow. We now request once again the clearing with the platinum nets to clear away any negative or imbalanced energies released and cleansed during this activation. We ask once more for for an axitonal alignment. We also ask the Inner Plane Masters to remove all core fear and the programming of any negative ego, self-centeredness, or separation. If you have any other specific negative ego qualities you wish to ask to be removed, now's the time. Take a few moments as you feel it being washed up and pulled out of your crown chakra, like weeds as you garden. We also request that this work continue during the night while you sleep. Should you request this inwardly? And take one more deep, clearing breath. And inhale. As we invoke an infusion of core love and the Christ Buddha qualities, asking the Inner Plane Ascended Masters to bring forth a downpouring of core love infused with the Christ Buddha qualities. Feel as the energy infuses your subconscious mind and your four-body system. Allow yourself to receive this blessing. And as you take one more deep, clearing breath, we ask the Inner Plane Ascended Masters to bring forth a group Merkaba, taking this group and everyone listening at this time to the Ascension Seat in the Golden Chamber of Melchizedek. Feel yourself as you sit in silence and embrace this incredible energy. Take a few moments at this time to request inwardly any prayers of physical healing, relationships, health, money problems, healing for others, or any spiritual help. Feel the incredible pulsation of this ascension seat as it flows through you. We ask for a prayer of protection for everyone's energy to be sealed in order to retain this attunement. We also request an acceleration toward ascension and that the Masters keep working with you at night while you sleep, should you invoke it. And our final prayer request is to be returned back to Earth in our group Merkaba, and into our physical bodies. And breathing in, inhaling through the nose, and exhaling. We request finally that the spiritual hierarchy anchor a golden cylinder. Feel this tube of light as it anchors around you, drawing out all negativity and any imbalanced energy like a magnet. You will feel yourself becoming crystal clear. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, we call your mighty I Am presence to spin the inner Merkaba to the right and the outer Merkaba to the left, helping to stabilize, solidify all the energies that we've called forth and anchored today. And taking one more deep, clearing breath, inhaling through the nose, bringing your awareness and your focus back to your second chakra for the ladies and your first chakra for the gentlemen, Release that tube of light that you placed there at the beginning of this activation, and send a new tube of light down into the center of the earth as we ask the divas of the earth plane to connect you to the crystalline core of Mother Earth and to the highest potential of the Christ Conscious Unity Grid. And as you begin to wiggle your toes and your fingers, bringing yourself back into the ever-present infinite now, open your eyes when you feel it is that right time for you. Well, we hope you enjoyed that activation. And we want to thank Mercury Retrograde, as we are already in its shadow, and I believe it begins tomorrow. So for the next 3 weeks, grabbing a hematite bracelet would be a great option so that you can stay even more grounded as we go through any miscommunications or technical difficulties. Those of you traveling, just give yourself an extra hour, especially those of you traveling for the American Thanksgiving with all the flights and driving. Take extra time over the next coming weeks and just take care of yourself as we stay in this space of gratitude and stillness as a new earth is born. And we promise to bring Padma in for another show where we won't have any Mercury retrograde issues. But if we do, we love you, Mercury. So thank you so much for joining us today. Wishing you all a magical day, and let's not forget the nights, full of cosmic ecstasy with infinite possibilities. Aloha blessings to you all.